Chapter 12, As Long As We All Shall Live. One evening, some days later, Quentin was sitting on the terrace of the cricketer's pub, looking at the cricket field where some young children were trying to play cricket. He felt very different from the boy who had played cricket with Lisa a week ago. The door onto the terrace opened and Lisa came in, followed by her parents.
"Hello," she said, smiling at Quentin and his parents. "I'd like you to meet my parents."
"Hello, I'm Philip Sage," said a tall, dark-haired man, Lisa's father.
"And I'm Felicity Sage, Lisa's mother," said a light-haired woman with blue eyes.
"We're so pleased to meet you all at last, with no policeman to ask us questions."
"Yes," said Philip, "what an adventure."
"A very scary adventure," said Quentin.
"I was scared for Lisa and for Donnie."
"I was okay and just unconscious," said Lisa. "The security man from West Park ran after me, and I fell and hit my head."
"So we both had concussions," said Quentin.
"Yes," said Philip, "and a small price to pay."
"You should have told us about Donnie.
We would have helped you, and you wouldn't have been injured.
You were both in a lot of danger."
"Well, it's all okay now," said Quentin's mother. "Everybody's fine, and that horrible doctor will stay in prison for the rest of his life."
"Probably not, in fact," said Mrs. Sage. "He's deranged, you know. A brilliant man, no doubt, but totally mad. He'll probably stay in a psychiatric hospital for the rest of his life. It's quite ironic, actually."
"Yes, it is," said Quentin's mother. "He bought an abandoned psychiatric hospital for his experiments, and now he's in a real psychiatric hospital as a patient.
But what about the captain and the security guards?
Will they be put in a psychiatric hospital?"
"Oh, no, they'll go to prison," said Philip.
"Morrow may be mad, but the security guards are definitely not. They were paid a lot of money to keep Donnie a prisoner and keep people out of West Park. They knew that it was all illegal."
"And what about Donnie?" asked Quentin. "Donnie's in a special centre with language psychologists," said Felicity with a smile. "It's a lovely place. There's a big house with a garden and dogs. The specialist will try to help Donnie learn how to express himself properly."
"Why can't he say phrases properly?" Quentin wondered.
"He can't speak properly because he wasn't taught to speak as a child," said Felicity sadly. "Normally parents teach their babies to speak. Parents, friends, other children, teachers at school, they all speak to the baby, and the baby imitates them and slowly learns how to speak. But Donnie was alone, with no parents to speak to him. The psychologist will help him to learn how to speak normally."
"And there I was, thinking it was the journey through the time tunnel that had affected him," said Lisa.
"And while we're on the subject of time travel, why was he wearing an army uniform from the First World War?"
"Because West Park Hospital was built at the end of the First World War to help all the soldiers coming back from the trenches," said Philip. "Those soldiers were in uniform, of course, and the hospital had more uniforms for them to wear. There were two rooms full of First World War uniforms in the basements. When he escaped, Donnie found the uniforms and put one on because it was cold outside, in the middle of the night."
"And that led us to believe he was a time traveller," said Lisa.
"Well, that's almost true," Felicity agreed. "He was, after all, cloned from a 100-year-old dead person. It's incredible it succeeded at all. But we'll try to make his life as normal as possible."
"We?" Quentin asked.
"Well, I'm a psychologist too," said Felicity with a smile. "So my colleagues propose that I help them with Donnie at the centre. And he can come and spend some time with us when he's better. He can help Philip in the vet surgery."
"That's fantastic," said Quentin's father. "You will be able to help Donnie."
"Yes," said Felicity. "In fact, I've got a surprise for you all." A car had stopped near the small lake. A man and a woman opened the front doors and got out. Then the man opened the rear door and Donnie got out. He was wearing a new sweatshirt and jeans and he was smiling.
"Now Donnie will live a normal life," said Quentin as Donnie and the psychologist walked towards them.
"Almost," said Felicity. "He will age quicker than normal. Remember the sheep, Dolly?"
"Dr. Morrow said something concerning Dolly," said Quentin. "I didn't understand."
"Dolly was the first successful mammal clone," said Philip. "She was perfect, but she died at 6.5 years old. Not the normal 12 years for a sheep. Donny looks like a man of 30, but he's only 15.
"But we'll make sure he's happy," said Felicity, "even if he doesn't live as long as other people. And Quentin, you must come and see us often. You were the one who found Donny and decided to help him."
Donny came onto the terrace.
"Hello, Quentin," he said. "Good old boy." "Hello, Donnie," said Quentin. "I'm happy to see you."
"Donnie won't stay long," said Felicity. "I just wanted you to see that he's doing well and that we're taking care of him."
"We'll go and see him in the center tomorrow," said Lisa to Quentin. "It's easier for him if we go to see him."
"Can I come with you?" Quentin asked.
"Of course," said Felicity. "We were going to ask you to come."
"Donnie, we'll see you tomorrow."
"We'll go and see Donnie regularly," said Lisa. "We'll tell you how it's getting on."
"We must all see each other regularly," said Quentin. "You must come to France," Lisa smiled.
"Yes, we'll all keep in touch, I promise. As long as we all shall live," she added.
"You say shall live?" said Quentin's mother. "Normally, after as long as, there's a present tense, isn't there?"
"Yes, you're right," said Felicity, but Lisa was using the old formula, the one we used for weddings. "When the married couple promise to love each other, as long as we both shall live." Lisa turned red. Her father changed the subject.
"But before you go back to France, Quentin, you must come and visit my vet surgery," said Philip. "You can help me if you like. I'll show you what it's like being a vet."
"And in the evening, we can watch the X-Files," said Lisa.
"No," said Quentin, "not the X-Files. I never want to see another science fiction film as long as I live."